We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good afternoon, I'm Angino. Lynn is off today, back tomorrow. Coming up in the 2 o'clock hour, the undecided, those struggling to make a choice between Trump and Biden. We'll talk to a couple of those individuals. Also coming up in the 1 o'clock hour, we'll go over the president's economic plan for the country. The Economic Club of Pittsburgh was involved in this call, and we'll talk to the president coming up in the next hour. Right now, we're talking about the election and mail-in votes, and according to a website, Elect Project, upwards of 2.6. Are you ready for this number? 2.6 million Pennsylvanians have already requested mail-in ballots. And in Allegheny County alone, 43.7% of those have already mailed them back in. Out of that, there were potentially hundreds, if not thousands, of them that were cast in error. And it's promised that it's all going to be rectified very soon. With us right now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is Bethany Hallam. She's Allegheny County Councilwoman at Large, a member of the Board of Elections. Bethany, welcome back to KDKA Radio. Good to have you on.
I'm glad to be here.
This issue of the number of votes, upwards of 29,000 ballots that were sent out in error to people. My understanding is that the people who received them were right to receive a mail-in ballot. They submitted the application. They were proper mail-in voters. They just got the wrong ballot. Quickly, how did that happen?
So basically, the easiest way to explain it is basically if you look at a spreadsheet, right, and you have all the names, addresses, what district they live in, what ballot they're supposed to get, all in a spreadsheet. So what happened is one name was accidentally matched to the next line down, and then every single one after that was incorrect as well. So it was really just the wrong ballot going to all of the right voters. And so luckily, we were able to identify all 29,000 of the voters who received the wrong ballot so that we can rectify it and send them corrected ballots.
Any idea on the number of those ballots that were returned already?
Not yet, because we just today found out the exact list of who everyone is. And so we're trying to figure that out now. But the Elections Division workers are working diligently to actually go through all of the ballots that have been submitted and identify the ones that were submitted incorrectly.
In a release from the county, they're saying that they're manually locating and segregating all the ballots. So you have workers that are going through every single mail-in ballot, ensuring that they find the right ones? Is that how it's working?
Over 100,000 ballots that have already been returned. Yes, they're going through all of them.
What happens if one slips through and doesn't get discovered correctly and actually gets counted? What happens at that point?
So the races that will be counted if someone doesn't get a corrected ballot are only the ones that they were eligible to vote in. So we're not talking about issues with the votes for the president or the votes for any of the statewide row offices. What we're mainly talking about is the state representative candidates, some of the state Senate candidates, and possibly some of the congressional candidates as well. So if you submitted a ballot for the wrong district, you still have the same presidential candidates and statewide row offices on your ballot. But every single voter who received an incorrect ballot will be receiving a corrected ballot that will, in a very bright orange bar across the top of the envelopes and the ballot, say corrected ballot. So if you get one of those in the mail, do not throw it away. Make sure you fill it out and return it to the Allegheny County Elections Division in the prepaid envelope as soon as you can.
And what's being done to ensure that the ballot cast in error is being destroyed?
It's the elections division workers who are going through them. Again, they have a list of every single voter. They know who has returned it because once a ballot is returned to elections division, the envelope is scanned. So they have a record of not just all the ones that went out, but also all the ones that have been returned already. So they're actually going through that list now and figuring out whose have been returned and going through over 100,000 ballots to cast those all. So they won't miss any. They already know what they're looking for, and I have the full confidence that they'll be able to find them and get this all rectified.
Once again, with us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, Bethany Hallam, County Council Member at Large for Allegheny County, also a member of the Board of Elections. Bit curious to me that about 20 people contacted the county on Friday, considering nearly 29,000 of these ballots went out. Who knows how many people had no idea whatsoever that they were casting the wrong ballot for this election.
Right. I knew as soon as I heard that 20 number that was put out by the county late last week that was incorrect, because I personally had already talked to 50 or so voters who had gotten a wrong ballot. And so I knew that the potential for this was going to be thousands of voters, but it turns out it's nearly 30,000. So luckily, the biggest problem is that we have identified who received the wrong ballot, because mm-hmm. that's the real first step in getting this all fixed.
With this being a delayed process, and now we're looking at potentially people not getting ballots into the last week of October, one of the big reasons why people are going so quickly, as they've been recommended, get the ballot, fill it out, mail it back in. They want to make sure it gets counted. They don't want to have to deal with any mail issues. Should anyone who's getting these reissued ballots have concerns about their ballot getting back to the Board of Elections correctly and on time to be counted on Election Day?
No, they shouldn't. So all of the corrected ballots will be sent out by this weekend. So that means voters should start expecting to receive the corrected ballots by early to mid next week. That's still plenty of time. I mean, that won't even be at the deadline to apply for a mail-in ballot by the time you get your corrected one. So again, you can trust that you can put it in the mail. Lots of voters that I've talked to have had a ballot that they mailed back to Elections Division, received within a day or two. But if you are at all concerned about it, it's important to remember that you can go down to the County Elections Division and drop off your completed mail-in ballot, or go to any of the 8 satellite voting locations throughout the county that are opened each weekend leading up to the election and drop off your completed ballot there as well.
Okay, for the people who have received the ballot, haven't cast it, how can they know that they have a ballot that is in error? Are they being notified via email? How is that happening at this point so they don't mistakenly mail in the ballot in the first place?
Right. So Elections Division at this point is only just mailing corrected ones out to everyone. They're in the process of working on a lookup tool to be put on the Allegheny County Elections Division website for anyone who does have the concerns to be able to go onto the website, type in their name, see if they were one of the folks who did receive the incorrect ballot.
Well, hold on a second. You're saying to me right now that until this all happens, we're not going to know for sure if we're among the 29,000 until when? I mean, is that what you're saying, that we're not going to know for quite some time if our ballot was the one that was sent in error?
Well, not quite some time, but a little less than a week before you will know, unless you notice it yourself. If you've been following along with all of the state level and congressional level races, you would have known when you received your ballot, hey, these are not the folks who are elected or who are running for office in my district.
Right.
What I will tell everyone now, if they have their ballot in front of them or if they're about to receive it, if you look in the top right-hand corner of every ballot, it says the municipality, the ward, and the precinct for which that ballot is for. So if you paid attention when you received your ballot, you would notice, I live in Mount Lebanon, but my ballot said Ross Township. So just telling folks to be aware, pay attention, and hopefully we'll have that lookup tool up very shortly.
You want us to be aware and pay attention, too?
I do.
Goodness, Bethany.
I know it's so much to ask. There's so much going on right now, and I totally understand. But the important thing is we have identified the issue. Everyone will be getting a corrected ballot that was received the wrong one. And I think always folks should be aware and pay attention when they're voting. You should make sure you're thinking thoroughly about every decision you're making and every candidate you're voting for at all times.
Bethany Hallam, thank you very much for your time. Can't believe she wants us to pay attention and be responsible, too. My goodness. Let's get traffic. It's powered by Bowser. Experience the power of Bowser at Bowser Chevrolet. Scott?
And Robert, still have some work happening on the outbound side of the Parkway West in the area of Campbell's Run. So it's a little sluggish from 79 out toward Settler's Cabin on the outbound side. Everything looks good on the inbound side from the airport all the way down to the Fort Pitt tunnels. Sluggish on